HarperCollins presents The Forever House by Rachel Dove, read by Emma Wilkes. Prologue.
Well, Mum, here goes nothing. Wish me luck, okay? I love you.
Isaac sent a kiss up to the heavens and clicked on the record button on his computer. Resting his elbows on his computer desk next to his keyboard, he took a deep breath and sat back into his high-backed gaming chair.
Hi, guys, he said to the screen,
ruffling his short brown hair as he tried to steady his nerves.
I know that my subscribers are used to me doing gaming videos and sharing my animations, but today I kind of wanted to talk about something else.
Leaning forward, he reached just out of shot, picking up a photo set in a dark wood frame from the desk which housed his monitor, phone and keyboard. A pile of school books sat off on the other side of the desk on a dresser, a pen pot overflowing with pens and pencils next to it. His room was neat. Well, neat for an 11-year-old boy anyway. The walls were freshly painted, his dad having had the whole house painted cream before they moved in just 6 weeks ago. It was different to the poster-plastered room he'd left behind in London, more spacious but less personal. A blank canvas, which Isaac felt summed up their lives now in Yorkshire. London was his home, or had been for his whole life before this. It was quieter here, greener. When he was back from school and his dad was home from work, it felt too quiet. He'd walked around sometimes to kill the boredom, and the village was nice, but quiet. He hadn't seen any kids hanging around. He thought of the friends he'd had back home, right on his doorstep. Yet another thing that was proving to be an adjustment. He looked from the screen to the object in his hands. A photo frame. Three happy people staring out at him from behind the smudged glass. He turned it towards the camera, holding it up and pointing to the man in the trio. A handsome, smiling man.
This is my dad, Kelvin. He's a graphic designer. He designs for huge companies and housing developments. He's working on the new eco shopping centre project in town at the moment, so you might see him around. He's really clever. He taught me everything I know about computers.
The smile on his face dimmed a little as he moved his finger to the woman in the photo, in his dad's arms.
That's my mum. She died a couple of years ago. We've just moved house. We came to Yorkshire from London a few weeks ago. Dad said it was for work, but I think it was because Mum died.
Isaac bit at his lip, a nervous gesture that he'd been doing far too much lately. He was getting a sore patch on the inside of his lip, but he couldn't quite stop doing it. It helped his brain stop feeling like it was swirling around like a whirlwind inside his skull. He took a deep breath and, putting the picture back, tried and failed to look at the camera.
I hope this works out. Daddy's going to kill me if not. Then he'll really be alone.
He had to be brave. Or, like his mate Kai said, grow some kahunas. He pushed his worry aside and faced the lens once more.
That's why I'm making this video. Because Dad's sad. And I don't know how else to help him, really. Mum made him happy, and he misses her. My mum's not here anymore, but I think he needs someone. It's just me and him now. He pretends that he's okay, but I know he's not.
He paused as he heard his name being called.
That's him, he said urgently now. He's made dinner.
He frowned, his face furrowing as he thought of what was to come.
He's a rubbish cook too. God knows what he's made tonight.
He heard a clatter of pans and a yelp before more clattering ensued.
He's burned himself twice this week and set fire to the kitchen trying to cook a roast dinner last Sunday.
He laughed at the memory, his whole face lighting up.
We ordered pizza instead. It was well lush. We can't live on pizza forever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?